Conflicting priorities can cause havoc. I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and this week I'm continuing our story, which I call Fran and Jesus on the Job. Fran has become, at least temporarily, a work-at-home mom. Not her choice, but the pandemic has created this new normal for her, working from home while helping her two kids with their studies and their needs. And the hardest part is that the two priorities often conflict. She needs to give her job that 8 hours a day just to get it done. And now she has that responsibility plus giving her kids the attention they need and deserve. After all, this situation is not their fault. After talking with her friend Louise yesterday, Fran realizes that the lack of structure for her and her kids during this time is not helping. So today she sits down with Drew and Alice to talk about better ways to navigate this stay-at-home time. Together, they agree on a plan. Would it work for you two if we schedule some uninterrupted time for me to get my job done? And then we'll schedule time when I can be with you without work interruptions. Does that seem fair to you? Fran knows it's important that they own this new structure, so letting them help set the schedule is very critical to its success. After a lot of discussion, they put their agreed-on schedule on paper and post it on the kitchen whiteboard. Fran also suggests that they all do a better job of getting up on time, making up their beds, getting dressed, and not being quite so casual. That in itself sends the message that we are working in a schedule. So on Wednesday, this new order is implemented. Drew and Alice are up on time without being called. Breakfast is accomplished quickly, and they have a short time of prayer together, and life takes on a slightly different feel. Alice says, "Hey, Mom, I like that outfit. You haven't worn it in a long time. I forgot you had it." Fran realizes that even the care you take in dressing makes a difference in how she feels, and it sends a message to the kids as well. God is a God of order, not confusion. And when we get rid of anything that is confusing in our lives, any disorder, it makes a huge difference. Does that ring a bell with you? Maybe you need to impose some structure for yourself in order to have more peaceful and productive days. Our book that we're featuring this month is Max Lucado's book, Outlive Your Life. Max is a great author, and this book will inspire you. It is available on our website for a donation of any amount. So please check it out at christianworkingwoman.org and join me again tomorrow.